Good morning. Today is Friday, April the 19th, 234th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I had occasion to go to Arcata earlier this week. Did not realize what week it was in Arcata this week.
It is HSU move-in week.
Yes. I found out there were more people with more white socks and tennis shoes and killer tans than I've seen in quite some time in the local neighborhood.
The streets are crowded. It is a fun week in Arcata to have all the families coming up and experiencing the town for the first time with their students and watching them all try to lift heavy couches up staircases and head on into their new places.
Oh, you just cruise the neighborhood there looking for back pain waiting to happen, huh? Oh.
Actually, the university has a great program, though, where they have the football team come out. So for all the families that are moving into the dorms, the first-year freshmen especially, they'll have football team players ready to assist with the heavy things moving up into the dorms.
Oh, big boy.
So, yeah. And it's fun. The parents are very relieved when they see the help.
Oh, let's see if we can find. Ah, here we go. Our quote this morning comes from John Ruskin. When a man is wrapped up in himself, he makes a pretty small package. Take advantage of that at your next retreat, huh?
There you go. A quote on hopeful democracy.
There you go. Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Does the city have to prepare for move-in week? Or is there anything special you do? Do you run around, clean the gutters, or anything magical or special, knowing that there's going to be 15,000 to 20,000 new impressions?
Yeah. From an operational perspective, this time of summer, I think we're really ready for students to come and move in. I think businesses start to gear up if they're, you know, can have a slightly smaller staff during the summer. They're starting to gear up and make sure they're fully staffed when students come back. But, you know, it's a season of events on the plaza. So our downtown is sort of in the height of its glory already. There isn't a lot that we need to do to prepare for the students other than trying to assist the university and make sure that the students and the families feel welcome. So on move-in day, both the mayor and council member Arnelles were up greeting parents and talking with students and talking about the town and trying to introduce them to good places to go on and off campus. So it's just trying to make sure that they recognize that they are part of a community and that we welcome them into this community and try to figure out ways that they can connect off campus as well.
Was that Monday? I mean, is there a day?
There is several. No, move-in, I guess we should call it move-in week, but there are several days. It actually started last Saturday and ended, I think, Wednesday. It was the last day that we had folks going up.
Okay. So parking is now back to normal?
Normal school schedule.
I ended
normal.
Up having to park right across from your office.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah, the 5-6 block walk was pretty.
It's only a block from the plaza. I'm not sure where you were going, but.
North of the plaza.
Okay.
That's okay. If I can't give you a hard time, what the heck?
I know. There is a map out there that we have that shows the overlay of the Bayshore Mall and downtown Arcata. It goes all the way from Samoa to Northtown.
It's there. I ignored it. It's 819.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Diemer. So in addition to Humboldt State, do you get coming in, you've got kind of 2 months left of the construction season?
We do.
everything pacing okay? Are you going to be able to sneak in an extra project here or an extra project there?
We're actually just doing some cleanup projects the end of summer here, a little bit of paving and a little bit of restoration work, quite a bit of creek clean out, getting ready for the summer, or getting ready for the rains in the winter, not getting ready for the summer, but in the low season here. We've got a real invasive grass called reed canary grass that has been working its way up several of our watersheds, and it really just takes over and fills in the entire creek, almost creates a mat that you could walk across.
Does it look like cut grass, or is what is it? I mean, if you see it, what does it look like?
It's thicker than what you'd think of as, I mean, it almost looks like, it's like a reedy type of,
Really?
Maybe a half an inch thick coming up, but it's just a solid mat, creates almost a bog. So
where did it come from? Is that out of the bay and kind of creeping up? Or?
Yeah, it's been working. I'm not sure where it originally came from, but it's been in our creeks for a long time. It is not shade tolerant. So if we can get canopy, if we can get trees to grow over the creek, get trees planted on both sides and get full shade of the creek, you'll see it completely disappear. And we breached one of our major creeks, Jane's Creek, several years ago, as part of a large restoration project, and that cleaned out the real lower section because salt water will also kill the reed canary grass. But so we've been working with Cal State Fish and Wildlife on permits to be able to get in with some backhoes and mechanized equipment to do some clean out because we've been we've been doing hand clean out for many, many years along the creeks and just are not quite able to keep up with it. So they did give us authorization to do some in work with machinery this year to do some removal, and that will be real successful, I think, and then do plantings along with that so that hopefully we'll be able to stop it from coming back.
Not Monterey pines.
No, not Monterey pine.
Good.
You know, we'll mix some conifers in with a lot of willows because the willows will grow quick and try to get that canopy over. But so we just have small cleanup projects really at the end of the summer. And we're still gearing up and doing public meetings for our large paving project, which will really start earnestly in the spring. And that's Buttermilk Lane. So that's a large project for us.
The whole way?
The whole city of Arcata Way. So it goes from Old Arcata Road all the way up to the city limits, which is just past Margaret. You know, it's a little ways before you get to the golf course.
A little turn there before you hit Baywood?
Yeah.
Well, that's the rough part.
It's a good section of it, yeah.
Are you going to have to declare eminent domain to make it wide enough to allow on-street parking on both sides and more than a motorcycle passing between the two?
No, we won't do any eminent domain. We do have adequate right-of-way, but we do have a lot of properties that have for, you know, years, if not decades, encroached on that right-of-way. It's old county property that was annexed into the city years ago.
So it's just going to feel like eminent domain.
Well, so we're working with each individual property owner. There won't be parking on both sides the entire way. They're on the, I guess it'd be the north or west side of Buttermilk.
How about uphill and downhill for
right.
most of
on
us?
The uphill side.
Thank you.
We can't widen without building retaining walls. Some of those driveways are already so steep, come straight into that road. So we're just piecing it really section by section and trying to figure out, you know, could we fit, we'll fill in gaps in sidewalks that we have, but there's a point that we won't be able to probably continue sidewalks up there. But maybe a wider shoulder on one side, because it is also a very popular walking path. Goes people go all the way around through the golf course.
Oh, yeah. With attitude. At least if you drive a normal-sized vehicle. Yeah, it's tough to stare me down. I just don't respond. So are you looking to put a curb on the downhill side just for runoff and things like that to be able to manage the water or control the water a little bit?
We're looking at a couple different options, but the other reason that we're looking at not including sidewalks sort of once you get past the end of the existing sidewalk is for that reason. It would really change the drainage. So if you're doing sidewalks and you're doing a lot of cut-ins to allow the drainage to slowly run off. But the project that we have designed right now won't change the drainage substantially. It'll widen slightly in places, but really is geared towards pavement management and not necessarily complete road reconstruction. The concern, obviously, of the neighborhood is the balance between we want really nice smooth road, but we don't want people to go faster than they already go. And people go very fast on that straightaway right now.
What is it, 25?
It's 25 in points and 35 in points.
And they go quicker than 35?
They do. Yeah.
Right, if you employ one of those speed tables, you don't have to worry about it.
We've talked about speed tables. We've talked about maybe a small, not a roundabout, but a small little structure right at the corner of Margaret, which said, kind of says, hey, you're coming into the city at this point, and be aware that, you know, it's going to not be.
You don't want to just do the welcome
setting.
Sign? You got to put something that somebody can run into?
Or slow down without stopping. I mean, the idea is, you know, we try to avoid stop signs that bring you to a complete stop.
That's why I think those speed tables.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
That's
huh?
right. You're going to start to suggest those, traffic calming. I like that. I went to
those
suspect
bumps
that
the roads,
out of you.
Yes. Well, no. I mean, what you guys did to Samoa Boulevard, I don't know what that is.
Well, what it is anecdotally from our police department
work.
Is it's no more rollovers. You know, we used to have a car or two
really?
Roll over a year because the speeds would get so high going out that road. And since the installation of those speed bumps, we have not seen vehicular rollovers on that road.
Interesting. I would not
Live
have
saved.
That.
No.
Yeah, no, that's, hey, gotta go with that one. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30. We'll be back with more from Karen Deamer.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Arcata City Manager Karen Deamer. Talk shop presented by Redeck and CDH Painting. Karen, the, what do they say? The political window has closed.
Officially in Arcata.
Yeah.
I guess unless you want to be a write-in candidate, there's a small period of time for write-in candidates. But I don't think we've ever seen that in Arcata. Well,
I'm sure you've seen some, but probably not the ones that would really have much of a chance to serve.
Yes, people do write-in candidates,
yes.
Which I guess is different than officially being a write-in candidate.
Right, there we go, yeah, clarification point. Did you get the turnout of candidates that you were hoping for to get a breadth of choice?
We will have an election. You know, the last time these particular council members ran, with the exception of Paul, because he came in just 2 years ago on a two-year term, our mayor, Paul Patino, the last 4 years ago, they ran completely unopposed. So we do have five candidates this year. We have our three incumbents have all taken out and filed papers. So our mayor, Paul Patino, councilor and vice mayor, Susan Ornelas, and council member, Michael Winkler, have all qualified for the ballot. We have two additional candidates, Daniel Murphy and a Valerie Rose Campbell, who also qualified for the ballot. So we will have a slate of five candidates. We're not a ward system. You know, we're a single district.
Not like that other city just south of you, huh?
Yeah, well, it's simple here in Arcata. So all of our residents vote for, which is true in Eureka too, actually, all the residents vote for candidates throughout the city, and the top three vote counts then are placed on the council. So we should have a season of debates and a season of discussion, and I think that's good. We've got candidates that are going door to door, and that actually brings in a lot of great information for staff at the city, because you start to reach out to people that don't necessarily come out to meetings at night because they're, you know, just not able
to do
that.
Not the vocal minority, just the regular folk.
Just a real broad spectrum.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that part of the season of the candidates all coming in and telling me what they're hearing in the street, and good and bad. And then we've had a little of both, you know, a lot of things that have improved and then things that we weren't as aware of that, you know, people are concerned about.
Is there any consideration to do, yeah, not Neighborhood Watch because that's more police, neighborhood grills? You show up, you have a barbecue, you know, you buy all the hot dogs you can,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some briquettes. And you just kind of have like a neighborhood picnic at the schools, maybe even in their parking lot, so it's really easy for everybody to
mm-hmm.
see.
To be there.
And just, hey, we're here. If you got pluses, if you got minuses, if you got questions, mm-hmm. if you just want free food.
Yeah.
Yeah. One visit per person, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't follow us around town.
But to do
something like that as that outreach, because if you hadn't had those extra two, okay, rubber stamp, three go in, and
right.
you're off to the races, and you don't get right. that chance for that feedback. Or if it's an right. off election year,
yeah.
you're going 18 months, 24 months without right. any regular feedback, unless there's a big deal and you have a special meeting for something along
right.
those lines.
I think there's a lot of value in getting out into the neighborhoods. I think it's difficult. I think that we've downsized staff enough that it's hard to be out just doing neighborhood meetings. So what we have tried to do is that when we've got projects that are going to be affecting neighborhoods, to take those meetings out to the neighborhoods. So we're doing...
You just forget the hot dogs, that's all.
We just sometimes forget the hot dogs.
Okay.
Sometimes neighbors will bring cookies or bring something to the meetings. So we will be working on just a public process for redesign of Old Arcata Road. So from Jacoby Creek School down out to the city limits through Bayside, so that Bayside section. And so we will have meetings at the Bayside Grange. We'll have meetings at Jacoby Store or the Jacoby Creek School, and then we'll be doing a walking tour of that neighborhood. So bring those meetings out to the neighborhood and try to get them out that way. And then we just really try to vary the times, evenings, weekend mornings, how can we figure out ability to get families out to the meetings to get that voice as well.
Food.
Food. I have food. Food is always the answer.
So what are you looking at for Old Arcata Road? Don't tell me more of those bumps. I mean, I'm now avoiding it because I just, that first little, there's what, four of them before?
Yeah, three before or four the road. Before you get into town.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, at some point, your back starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Even at slow speed following
right,
the,
right.
yeah.
So part of it is that Old Arcata Road just needs reconstruction and paving. That's
right, because the county did it up through, was it up through the Jacoby Creek cutoff?
Yeah,
Or did it come in a little bit further past the bridge?
Bayside cutoff.
Yeah.
But the neighborhood out there, again, has always been concerned with it's sort of the back side. It's the back road into town, and people are coming in at 55, 60 miles an hour, and then you hit Bayside, and there's a school, and there's businesses, and there's a lot of people walking on that section.
I remember there used to be a cop right there, too, at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there was anybody inside or not, there was always some kind of a signature that bang, and you go from 35 to 25, and if you don't, you're going to get lit up.
And we still have that, and especially when school is in session. We do try to have officers around the school zones when school is getting in and being released. But it's, the neighborhood has changed a lot. It's continuing to develop, and so we've gotten some grant monies to go out and talk about, are you interested in sidewalks? For a period of time, they wanted that rural look in that neighborhood, so they didn't want sidewalks. There's a lot more people walking now. Would you like to see sidewalks the whole time? The whole way, that whole distance, or would you
don't
like
sidewalks
to
clean it up? I mean, I think sidewalks are really cool. I mean, versus walking in the mud,
or walking in a widened shoulder.
Having to walk on the road itself. Right. Particularly if you got little ones, you're doing the push, or if you've got an animal that, I don't want to be walking out or walking in and out of parked cars that are on the side. I mean, it just seems like it would be a safety issue as well as kind of making the neighborhood look a little bit more snappy.
Yeah, it's mixed. Again, it's right away. How wide do you want the road? How much distance do you want to encroach into the lawns and into the properties that have traditionally butted straight against that road? And what do you want your neighborhood to look like?
Is the city going to carry the tag for that, or are you going to have to hit the property owners if there is sidewalks put in?
Well, ultimately, what we have tried to do is install sidewalks as we've been able to with projects. So if we can get grant monies like Safe Routes to Schools to do sidewalks. At that point, though, you're right. It becomes the property becomes the ownership of that property. So they ultimately have to take over maintenance. And if they've got a tree that's straight adjacent to the sidewalk and the sidewalk uplifts, then they're responsible for making that repair.
Those are fun calls, I would imagine, to take and receive.
Well, what we've done, we have a two-year contract with REO Construction, is who the bid ended up going to do sidewalk repairs in Arcata. So we get kind of a bulk rate, and we can get a list together.
You're going to keep Rick busy. That's what you're doing.
We can offer, at least we can offer that less expensive rate to the homeowner to say, we've got somebody out doing sidewalk work. Here's the cost to doing the section in front of your house that we've deemed hazardous, if you want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, or the lawsuit will come. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Deemer and her notepad. Have we touched all? I mean, I like the fact you didn't bring in too much.
That's true.
Have we covered all the points that are there, or is there still something?
We have. I was just going to announce that the city is updating its Wi-Fi on the plaza, and in part as a response to the craze of Pokemon Go. Looking for safe places to play Pokemon Go where you don't have to burn your data, the Arcata Plaza, starting on August 27th. We will have a kickoff from 4 to 7 as a partnership with Arcata Main Street and the businesses around the plaza to support the Pokemon Go craze and have free Wi-Fi available. And I know Brian's just getting his phone out right now to make sure that he can get that on his calendar and make sure his app is all up to date.
I'm hoping that Pokemon has went. It is interesting how things change. So what do you have to do to ramp up? Is it just buy more bandwidth?
Yes, it was just upgrading our equipment that seemed to kind of fade in and out. And then make sure that we've got a clean connection back to our server.
So do you have that in Northtown also?
We don't right now. It's just on the plaza. We also have free Wi-Fi at City Hall and at the community center.
Goal to have it throughout the city?
No. You know, we looked at that probably about a decade ago. That was sort of a hot thing for cities to look at. But the ability of small municipalities to keep up with the change in technology and wireless infrastructure is just too daunting, I think, for most cities, unless you happen to have Google located in your town.
That's Petaluma. That's not here. So you're going to support the East-West and just have more
fiber,
capacity?
More fiber.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Pokemon Go and Wi-Fi on the plaza.
We've been Talking Shop with Karen Deemer. Join us Monday for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Excellent. We love. See you tomorrow morning.